couple of weeks ago, we talked about ways to get outside and active this summer, but we left out one activity, hiking. It's one of the easiest and cheapest ways to enjoy nature. Our wellness columnist, Valerie McTavish, is here with a few tips on hitting the trails this summer. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning.
What makes hiking so great?
Well, like you said, it's easy and inexpensive. You can find trails to suit most fitness levels. You don't need a lot of equipment. There are trails close by most communities. And you can do it in a group, on your own, or with your dog. Plus, we've talked about this before, research has shown that spending time in nature can be beneficial to your overall well-being.
So what kind of gear do you need if you're just starting out?
You don't really need much, and gear shouldn't be what stops you from exploring. Josh Hogan is the owner and organizer of hikingaddiction.ca. He says that the bare minimum is a sturdy pair of trail shoes or boots, and then a backpack with the obvious stuff like water, a snack, a map, maybe some toilet paper, a poncho, and a basic first aid kit. Plus, he suggests one thing that you might not have thought of.
Extra boot laces are incredibly important. Not a lot of people think of that. That's in case, you know, your lace breaks as you're hiking, and now you're hiking your socks on the way down, which is never fun.
So what trails would be considered beginner trails?
So the length and elevation gain of the trail are usually what determines the difficulty level. And a lot of people get intimidated by the idea of hiking. At the beginner level, it can simply be a walk in the woods. Josh has hiked over 100 trails for his website. Here's what he suggests for beginners in the Okanagan.
There's a lot of trail networks in the Okanagan, and Rose Valley and Myra Bellevue are two of those. And in both parks, what you can do is create your own adventure. There's all sorts of different trails there for varying skill levels, whether you're hiking or mountain biking. You can create a trail that's anywhere from 45 minutes up to a full day hike. So those two are my perfect recommendations for beginners because they're both very well signed, and you can create an increasing difficulty as time goes on if you fall in love with the trail network. But for a quick and dirty solution for someone who wants to just get out and bang off a couple of trails, definitely Knox Mountain, Pincushion, or Stevens Coyote Ridge up in Glenmore are excellent options. They're about 1 hour.
For trail suggestions in the Columbia Valley, we reached out to Andrea Petzold, who is a certified hiking guide with Follow Your Feet. So for a half-day hike, she recommends Pedley Pass for a great view of the Rockies. And in the summer, she also suggests taking the lift to the top of Panorama for an alpine hike. You get the views without the whole climb.
You will start your hike close to tree line and travel into the alpine. And from the summit of Mount Goldie, you can see Mount Farnham and many peaks over 11,000 feet in the Purcells. You can also see Mount Assiniboine to the east and several high peaks in the Canadian Rockies.
What about suggestions for people who are looking for something a little more challenging?
Well, Andrea loves to lead groups on multi-day treks based out of some of the area's backcountry mountain lodges. For longer day trips, she says there's no shortage of options near Invermere, with the Purcells on the west side and the Rockies on the east. She recommends Brewer Lakes as a full-day moderate hike, and for an epic hike, she suggested the Lake of the Hanging Glaciers Trail.
And what about something closer to us here in Kelowna? We heard earlier about Knox Mountain and Stevens Coyote Ridge. Where can we find more advanced hiking trails?
So as you can imagine, the list that I got from Josh was very long and too long to share. But he recommended exploring Estequilon in the Shuswap, Blue Nose in Vernon, Brent Mountain in the southern Okanagan, and the peaks off the Coquihalla, including Yak, Zoa, and Needle. Now, for a multi-day trek, he loved Cathedral Provincial Park just west of Osuyoos.
Okay, so at Cathedral Lake Park, you have a lot of different trail networks. And the really cool thing is you take a Jeep up to the main camping area, which is sort of in the basin of all the trail networks, as you look up around the peaks in front of you. And so you hike the ridgeline every single day for these amazing vistas. And so the trek that we did, our favorite of the whole weekend, was we started at Quinesco Lake, and we hiked up past Glacier Lake through Devil's Wood Pile, Stone City, saw Smokey the Bear, which is a rock formation that sort of looks like Smokey the Bear, and then headed down through Lady Slipper Trail by this beautiful alpine lake with wildflowers galore. It was absolutely stunning.
Okay, but when you get into these longer multi-day hikes, you're going to need more than just a pair of boots and a map, right? What kind of gear does a trip like that require?
Yeah, you definitely need a lot more gear if you're going to be hiking into the wilderness campsites. You need to be self-sufficient, and you need to stay safe. Josh suggested just talking to someone knowledgeable in outdoor equipment store like MEC, True Outdoors, or Atmosphere, and then make sure you don't go overboard.
it's easy to go out, buy all the gear that you think you're going to need, and then wind up with a backpack that's half your body weight or more. The general rule is you don't want a pack that weighs more than a third your body weight. This is for personal injury as you go, fatigue, pressure on your body. It can be incredibly dangerous to carry more than that.
So because there is so much to buy, Andrea suggested that you go camping with more experienced backpackers to your first few trips. They'll have a lot of the gear already, so you can kind of ease into it instead of having to buy everything kind of all at once, right?
And you mentioned earlier that you could hike with your dog. What's the etiquette for dogs on trails?
So it's not that different than in the city. So the basic principles apply, you know, communicate with others about your dog and be respectful of others on the trail. That's the advice from Tasha Luvikamp, who runs Mountain Paws, a dog trail walking business out of Rosslyn. Now, she's been a dog care professional for 2 decades, so she's seen it all. And I know what you're thinking. When it comes to the etiquette around scooping the poop, she says you should, with one exception.
If a dog is off trail and up in the flora, you don't want to be stomping on plants and it's not really bothering anyone and it's just going to degrade. So, but on the trails, absolutely. It's just what you do.
Are all trails considered off leash?
No, not necessarily. Tasha says you do need to do your research. So some of the trails will be marked as being on or off leash, you know, at the trailhead. But you can check online with whatever governing body has jurisdiction over the trail that you want to hike. So that might be the city, the regional district, or the province.
What else should dog owners do before hitting the trails with the pets?
Tasha encourages pet owners to think ahead so that they can keep their dogs happy and safe on the trail.
Ticks are an issue, so you can look up online different natural remedies and make a spray out of it and just mist them with that beforehand so the ticks don't even want to jump on them. I make sure to get the dogs out before 10 a.m. just to keep them cool and maybe walk them in the evening as well. Choose trails in the trees. Shade is always good. And choose trails with a good water source so they can cool off their pads halfway along. I always bring a collapsible water dish as well. You can buy them at any pet store and they collapse down really small so they're easy to carry with you.
So she also suggested putting a bear bell on your dog so it will scare off wild animals. And you know what? That's a good tip for everyone. Even if you're not hiking with a dog, make sure that you're always making noise when you hike through bear country.
So any other last tips for someone eager to do some hiking this summer?
You know, just do a bit of research before you head out. Even on marked trails, you can get lost. And there are plenty of websites like Hiking Addiction that can give you great insight on the trails and provide you with a GPS map. Or go old school. There are plenty of guidebooks out there, too. Once you have a plan, let someone know where you're going and check back in with them when you return. Beyond that, go explore, enjoy nature. You'll discover that there's a real reason people say happy trails.